Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Junior Mehta with the evening news. First, the headlines. Prime Minister says PM Jan Dhan Yojana transformed lives across India from financial exclusion to empowerment. Minister Metsubo Jamir urges Naga youth to balance identity and global outlook. Chief Secretary Sentiyangar Imchan describes Adi Karma Yogi Abhiyan as game changer for tribal empowerment. And Nagaland government signs MOU with SBI to integrate SBI EPay with eGrass. And now the news in detail. The Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana has completed 11 years today. It is one of the biggest financial inclusion initiatives in the world, which was announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on 15th August 2014. In a social media post while sharing the glimpses of the Yojana, Prime Minister Modi today highlighted how the scheme has transformed lives across India from financial exclusion to empowerment. He underlined that when the last mile is financially connected, the entire nation moves forward together, which has been achieved by PM Jan Dhan Yojana. Mr. Modi also said the scheme has enhanced dignity and given people the power to script their own destiny. Minister for Rural Development and SIRD Metsubo Jamir today urged the Naga youth to stay rooted in their cultural identity while embracing global education. Speaking at the 31st Naga Students Federation General Conference in Simenyu, he said tradition and modern learning are complementary and not opposing forces that empower individuals to face an increasingly complex world. Calling for the urgent need for preserving the Naga identity, he described it as the foundation of emotional well-being and community belonging.
Preserving cultural identity is not merely a nostalgic act. It is a vital foundation for emotional well-being and self-esteem, a reminder of who we are as a people, as a community. It fosters a sense of belonging for a society as diverse as the Nagas. It creates social cohesion that transcends our petty differences and strengthens intergenerational continuity that serves as a compass in times of change and uncertainty.
Mr. Jamir noted that a well-defined identity enables individuals to make consistent choices, navigate challenges with resilience and values. Expressing delight over the revival of indigenous practices and mother tongues in recent years, he urged youth to engage in traditional practices and support community initiatives. He further remarked that education today must prepare people to adapt and respond meaningfully.
Education and learning goes far beyond academic achievements. It nurtures essential skills such as critical thinking, collaboration, intercultural understanding, and adaptability. More importantly, to be a student and to be educated cultivates empathy, encouraging learners to engage not just as students of the world, but as contributors to its well-being and our society. This approach instills in learners the values of peace, respect, inclusivity, and social justice.
The minister asserted that Nagas have much to contribute the world through values of community, tradition, and resilience. Mr. Jamir further highlighted the vital role of student organizations such as the NSF in shaping socially responsible citizens. Nagaland today held the state-level orientation program of the Adi Karma Yogi Abhiyan at the Civil Secretariat in Kohima. During the event, Chief Secretary Sentiyangar Imchan described the Abhiyan as a game-changing initiative to empower tribal communities through grassroots leadership and responsive governance. He emphasized that the Abhiyan focuses on building leadership at the rural level while also providing essential assets and services. He added that the program had the potential to transform tribal communities by promoting inclusive and sustainable development. Launched by the Ministry of Tribal Affairs, the Adi Karma Yogi Abhiyan aims to build over 2 million change leaders across 1 lakh tribal villages nationwide. Presenting the program overview, Secretary of Tribal Affairs Angelina Tajan said the initiative will cover 608 villages in Nagaland through convergence of 15 departments including rural development, health and education. She added that the Tribal Affairs Department will serve as the nodal agency at the state level, while deputy commissioners will lead implementation at the district level. Deputy commissioners and officials from various departments also joined the program virtually. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The government of Nagaland has signed a memorandum of understanding, MOU, with the State Bank of India to integrate the SBI payment gateway with the state's electronic government receipt accounting system, or EGRAS. The MOU was signed today through the finance department. More from a correspondent.
The integration will enable citizens, businesses and institutions to make seamless online payments for government receipts, including taxes, fees and duties, through digital options such as net banking, debit and credit cards and UPI. The move ensures real-time settlement and enhances accessibility, transparency and efficiency in public financial services. The MOU marks a key step in Nagaland's digital governance journey, aligning with the broader Digital India vision, and paves the way for full-scale operation of e-grass across the state. Karhar, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Rajya Sabha MP S. Pangnon Konyak and Lok Sabha MP S. Supangmaran Jamir jointly chaired a meeting of the BSNL Telecom Advisory Committee for Nagaland in Dimapur today. According to a press statement by the NPCC during the meeting, Ms. Konyak highlighted BSNL's role, continued contribution in providing connectivity even to government offices. She emphasized that quality telecom services must extend beyond urban areas to reach villages with equal focus and fairness. Mr. Jamir called for regular reviews of BSNL's infrastructure and connectivity, urging officials to ensure balanced and equitable network coverage across all regions of Nagaland. Both MPs reaffirmed BSNL's importance in delivering reliable and affordable telecom services, which is essential for Nagaland's development and digital inclusion. In celebration of the 11th Inception Day of National Highway Infrastructure Development Corporation Limited, NHIDCL, Regional Office Kohima and Project Monitoring Unit PMU Dimapur conducted a free eye checkup camp at Kukidolong in Chumukedima today. Speaking to media, PMU Project Director Manish Kumar said the camp was expected to benefit around 250 patients.
NHIDCL was constituted on 18 July 2014, so this is 11th inception that we are celebrating. Under this, several kind of events are being organized by NHIDCL. This free eye checkup camp is one of that event. Under this event, we have coordinated with administration and contractor and authority engineer, and we are hoping that around 200 to 250 people will get benefited from this.
The camp was organized primarily for NHIDCL workers and residents of neighboring villages. Free eyeglasses and eye drops were distributed to the patients. Medical examinations were conducted by Dr. Ashir Rutsa of Okto Island, Kohima, and Dr. Kinivi Repreo of North Vision Eye Clinic, Kohima. And the first meeting of the Kohima District Level Advisory Committee on Safe Food and Healthy Diets was held today. During the meeting, Deputy Commissioners Hanok Buchem emphasized the need for continuous awareness of consumers' rights and food safety. He proposed setting up a task force with experts, food operators and consumer groups. Inspections of hotel kitchens, restaurant hygiene and compliance with food safety standards were identified as priority areas. Food safety officer Kejangule Yumchunger said so far 160 food business licenses have been issued online with regular inspections carried out. Members agreed on the need for stronger inspection, stakeholder involvement and consumer education to ensure safer food and healthier diets. And to end the news, the headlines once again. Prime Minister says PM Jan Dhan Yojana transformed lives across India from financial exclusion to empowerment. Minister Metsubo Jamir urges Naga youth to balance identity and global outlook. Chief Secretary Sentiyangar Imchan describes Adi Karma Yogi Abhiyan as game changer for tribal empowerment. And Nagaland government signs MOU with SBI to integrate SBI ePay with eGRAS. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.